This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia has carried out some preventive strikes after what Moscow called a Ukrainian, quote, terrorist attack that damaged the Crimean Bridge, according to Vladimir Putin, on Saturday. A Russian couple was killed and their 14-year-old daughter wounded last week in what Moscow said was a Ukrainian attack that knocked out the road on part of the bridge linking Russia to the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow annexed in 2014. Ukrainian authorities in Zaporizhia said Saturday at least two people were killed during a Russian missile strike on the southeastern city. It's unclear if this attack was related to Putin's statement. This resident, speaking to Reuters, said that she was sitting there, and then there was an explosion that came out of nowhere. She didn't expect any of it. Everything just fell on her. All the glass fell around her. The European Union has cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced that they had overthrown the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday in Australia,
condemning the actions that have taken place in Niger, calling for the immediate release of President Bazoum, calling for the immediate restoration of the democratic order in Niger.
Analysts fear a successful coup in Niger and the sanctions during the aftermath could cause more hardships for the millions of poor and hungry people in West Africa. Tens of thousands of flag-waving individuals in Israel have renewed their protests. Here is Yavit Shavit.
If no one listens to the majority of the other side, we are not units anymore.
They are protesting a judicial overhaul form put by the Prime Minister. This is VOA News. A historic heat wave that turned the Southwest into a blast furnace of over 43 degrees centigrade is heading out, while those in American Northeast are the next region to swelter. We hear now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's been a month of days with highs over 110 degrees for Phoenix.
Everybody just wants to be cool.
And forecasters say he's about to get his wish. By Monday, it'll still be hot, but that excessive heat streak should end with cooling monsoon rains in New York City.
Very dangerous for people. Some people die.
A Salvation Army captain monitors a cooling station. Outside temperatures in the 90s, but it feels more like 100. And this Bronx resident, Carlos Reyes, says you feel the heat more when you're older.
Not breathe the same way, so, you know, when you walk, you get a little more tired, a little more exhausted.
A cold front is expected to snap the heat before Monday for the East Coast. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is sending Taiwan $345 million in security assistance as part of a long-awaited aid package. It's meant to help the island defend itself from a potential invasion by mainland China. The announcement from the White House on Friday said that the aid that's going to Taiwan is part of a drawdown from existing U.S. weapon stocks. VOA national security correspondent is traveling with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. He says U.S. officials say
the whole point is to create deterrence, but it's to preserve the status quo, not to put anybody further on edge.
In Washington, Chinese embassy spokesperson Liu Pengyu told VOA via email, quote, China firmly opposes U.S. military ties with and arms provisions to Taiwan, end quote. Turkey's foreign minister, Hakan Fidan, on Saturday urged Denmark to take urgent action to prevent burnings of the Quran. The comments come after a small group of anti-Islam activists set fire to Qurans in front of the Egyptian and Turkish embassies in Copenhagen on Tuesday, after similar protests in Denmark and Sweden during the recent weeks. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend the summit of the BRICS nations in August in person. He said that on Saturday he did not think that the visit would be more important than him staying in Russia. The Kremlin said last week Putin would dial into the BRICS summit by video call. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will be at the Johannesburg summit, which is taking place between August 22nd and 24th, instead of Mr. Putin. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. You can also find us online on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.